Hey, joining us on the Outdoor Show again today, Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm tired. I just got back from a four-day guided hunt up in Newberry, and it was terrific.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. We were 30-plus flushes a day. Again, you know, we didn't get a lot of birds. I think we ended up with a total of 21 woodcock, and that's five hunters, and eight grouse.
Okay. Too much foliage still?
Again, the problem was the dog would be on point, and you'd walk up there, the bird would flush, and did anybody see him? No, we heard him. Never saw him.
Yeah, too many leaves still.
Yep, but it was a great hunt. Woodcock, where I've been out this year, and they're all local birds, because when I cleaned them, I thought, boy, did we get into an early bunch of flight birds? They weren't. They weren't flight birds, so I can't imagine what the woodcock's going to be like if we get a good flight bird count in this year.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing how that pans out. It might be just a banner year for that.
Oh, I think so. I mean, and the grouse, even the young grouse that we got, looked really good. You know, the only way you could really tell that they weren't last year's birds was the weight, but their tail feathers, and they're just real good-looking birds.
Interesting. Well, tell me this. What's your estimation right now? We just talked about, you know, pretty lofty estimation on this quality of this year's woodcock crop. What's your estimation right now? What's your best guess on the grouse?
I would say right now we're probably comparable to last year, maybe a little better. Now, again, I talked to a couple of my hunters out the Black Duck this morning, and they're not finding any birds. I don't know. I mean, I'm finding them. You got to get into the aspen that's along a swamp line. It's got to be, the ground's got to be kind of wet, especially if you want to get into the woodcock.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed over Newberry, which was really strange, they didn't get the rain we did over here at all.
Hmm.
I mean, the spots that I used to go to that, you know, would really be wet were dried up. And talking to a couple of the locals over there, they said, no, they did not have a good summer for rain, which is just the opposite here.
What do you think in terms of, how would you rate this year's crop so far of grouse compared to, say, your best years you've ever seen?
Oh, I think we're in the up cycle, but we got, you know, it's a 7 to 10 year cycle. I would say we're probably our third year, fourth year into the up cycle. So it's going to get better. And again, springs are so important with that. If you have a cold, wet spring, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, if we can have a spring like we had last year, I would think that next year the grouse should just be really getting good.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope we don't, you know, obviously we came out of March this year into April, and I mean, it was spring, and it was done. Winter was done. So I guess that's what we need again this year for not only the grouse, but the deer, of course, too. And
sure.
And we still got plenty to talk about with Walt from Black Duck Hunting Preserve as he continues to recap his trip from the last 5 days in the Newberry area. And we need to find out about the rest of the UP, check in on his network of hunters, and also talk about where he thinks the color stage is at and how soon the leaves will drop. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.